Grabbing the sword, Jess swung skillfully aloft. She was like a dusty red streak of lightning. Henny Phoebe, standing in her way, was hacked aside. The painted leader saw her coming. He screamed at the others and pointed to Jess, but she bulled her way through, scattering the painted attackers like ninepins. The leader hesitated a second to see if she had been brought down. That second's wait cost him dear. As he launched himself off the bow, Jess landed next to him. She seized him by the tail and hauled him roughly back. Grasping him by the ears, Jess gave a strong heave and held him kicking and dangling. Then she swung the sword in a glittering arc, shouting,
"Red Wall! Red Wall!"
The savage chief, held fast by the ears, with the great sword flashing in front of his eyes, gave one loud piercing squeal. Immediately, all activity halted. The small green and black painted beasts crowded the branches and packed the boughs, uncertain of what to do. One or two of the bolder ones began edging forward, until Jess swung the sword as if to strike. The captive leader gave a series of angry screams, so they fell back and remained still. Basil paced up and down, using a broken lance as a swagger stick.
"Quick thinking, Jess. That stopped the little devils. You deserve a mention in dispatches for that, what?"
Jess glared about her fiercely.
"It wouldn't do any good mentioning anything to this horde of hooligans. They don't have any recognisable language. Screams and squeals are their only way of communication. How do we get out of this? It's like having a serpent by the tail."
Basil turned to Matthias.
"She's right, you know. We're caught in a blooming old standoff. The moment she lets that chap go, we'll have the whole silly tribe down on our heads."
Matthias had been thinking furiously. He whispered to Logalog before shouting up to Jess.
"See if you can make them understand that we want to trade their leader for Cheek. Leave the rest to me. I've got an idea, and with a bit of luck, it might work."
Jess went into a series of mimes. She pointed at Cheek, then pointed to the ground. Holding the leader at paw's length, she let the sword hang loose by her side. The performance was repeated several times before the leader realised what she meant. Screeching and growling, he pointed at Cheek, then to himself.
"When they're both free, what then?"
Orlando whispered to Matthias.
"We've broken the standoff, but they won't let us walk unharmed through their territory."
There was a clicking, scratching sound from the shrews surrounding Logalog. Matthias watched anxiously until Logalog winked at him. All was ready. Matthias took a deep breath.
"Stay close together when we have to move. Try not to turn your backs on the painted tribe. Right, Jess, let their chief free. They're releasing Cheek."
The young otter scrambled free of the rope and made a hasty descent. Bumping and tripping, he half fell, half climbed out of the tree. Jess gave the leader a slight push and vaulted neatly down, returning the sword to Matthias. There was a pause as the maddened creatures bunched to attack.
Log-a-log-a-log-a-log!
The shrew leader leapt forward with a blazing pinewood torch in either paw, grinning and showing his teeth. He made as if to touch the heavy pines that oozed resin all round him. For the first time, the painted ones showed fear. They chattered and screeched wildly, bounding high into the trees at the sight of fire. Logalog shook the torches in their direction.
"Aha! Desperate measures call for desperate remedies, my friends,"
he called.
"You're frightened of the flames, aren't you? One move, and I'll burn your forest and you with it."
Matthias, Orlando and Basil started the column marching south.
"Come on, Logalog,"
Matthias urged.
"I think they understand what we mean. Jabez, Cheek, get those extra torches from the Gowsum and stay close to Logalog. Don't let the fire go out."
Backing and shuffling, they made their way southeast through the dark pine woods, grateful for the light of the torches. Progress was slow. Matthias could not see the painted ones, but he knew they were in the trees above, following every step of the way. Night had fallen by the time they had made their way out of the pines to the shores of a great river. There was plenty of wood about at the forest edge, so Logalog and his shrews made a huge bonfire, laying in a good supply of wood to last until dawn. The strange tribe of painted ones had retreated back into their pine forest, but Matthias took no chances. Sentries were posted. A meal was prepared. Then they sat about on the bank, discussing the day's events, while deciding how to cross the river next day.